And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And this special World Series edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting brought to you by Holt Dodge. Go to HoltDodge.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to former Ranger infielder Lenny Randle. If you recall, he is the guy who punched Frank Lucchese, his manager. Lucchese was about 40 years his elder. And so Lenny Randle sucker punched him a couple of times, I believe.
And Lucchese also did, like, mornings on the Wolf for a while or something.
And made his own boots.
Remember that? There was some guy named Luke Casey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Traffic guy?
I think it may have been traffic guy, but did it on a country station. Luke Casey.
So I've seen something very strange in the stands here in St. Louis. I've seen fans wearing the jersey of a manager. I saw a fan last night in a Tony La Russa jersey, number 10, with La Russa on the back, and a fan wearing a throwback Whitey Herzog number 24 jersey. Have you ever seen a fan in Arlington wear an Oates or Washington jersey?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's baseball, so it's the only sport that you can wear the jersey of a coach. I just think it's really strange. You don't have a player that you like any more than the manager?
Well, we could just solve this whole problem. Just put the manager in a suit. Quit with the outfit. Don't let him play dress up.
At least like a football coach, maybe they're wearing slacks and a warm-up top or something.
Sure, that's fine. But just quit the stupid thing where he gets to dress like one of the players and pretend.
Speaking of Whitey Herzog, the St. Louis paper caught up with him before the series started. Whitey is now 80 years old. He's recovering from a nasty fall. He managed both of these teams during his career. He was the Rangers' second-ever manager following Ted Williams in 1973. It was his only season as the Texas skipper. He was fired at the tail end of that year and replaced by Billy Martin. Whitey said that in Detroit, then-Rangers owner Bob Short told him on a Saturday that he was the best manager in baseball. Then on Sunday, Billy Martin got fired. And on Monday, Whitey was fired. And Short told him, I'd fire my grandmother to hire Billy Martin. And Whitey says, I guess I was the grandmother. Whitey would then later lead the Cardinals to the World Series championship in 1982. And he predicted, quote, a strange, strange series between the Rangers and Cards. He says in the end he likes St. Louis because they are, in his words, a team of destiny because they shouldn't be here.
When I think of him, I think of him imploding in 1985 in that World Series on the controversial call at first base.
I just think of the blonde buzz cut with Whitey Herzog.
Yeah, weird hair.
I'm going to bring that back.
This is only the second time that a World Series has started with the first two games remaining scoreless through the first three innings. And I find it remarkable that that hasn't happened many times before when you consider that there are usually very good pitchers working the first two games of a World Series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd be able to go the first three scoreless innings quite often.
Yeah.
But this is only the second time that's ever happened.
That's pretty wild.
Also, the Rangers now become just the third team to come back from trailing 1-0 in the ninth to win a World Series game. The last team to do it, the Cardinals back in 82.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
In the entire decade of the 1920s, there were zero foreign-born players in the World Series. This year, we have 16. Last year, we had 16, and we had 16 in 07 and in 03. This tells me, America, it's time to take back our sport.
Better wake up, America.
How do you propose we do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's just a campaign catchphrase.
Yeah, it sounded good.
But I don't really have any details.
Yeah.
So, Cowboys linebacker Chuck Howley, we know, is the only Super Bowl most valuable player from a losing team. Who is the only World Series MVP from a losing team? The answer is Bobby Richardson of the Yankees in 1960.
That's what I was about to say.
They lost to the Pirates in 7. Richardson hit .367 with 12 RBIs in the losing cause.
Hmm.
We got a lot of feedback yesterday as we were wondering how they mow the pretty rows and patterns into a baseball field and why we can't do that at home. Well, Tim, a former member of the Rangers ground crew, emails and says the real, R-E-E-L, mowers that they use have a heavy roller at the back that lays the grass blades over.
Mm-hmm.
He says also, cool season grasses are a deeper green and they lay down easier. That's why you see all the cool designs on the fields more in the northern states than down south.
Uh-huh.
And he says if all else fails, they use paint.
Jeez.
We had a mini controversy this week. The Rangers submitted a list of names to Major League Baseball of those they would like to throw out the ceremonial first pitches in the upcoming World Series games in Arlington. The list included former presidents George Bush and George W. Bush, Nolan Ryan and Roger Staubach, and Dirk Nowitzki. However, when they got the approved names back from Major League Baseball, Dirk's name was not on the list. The thought was that Major League Baseball was showing solidarity with the NBA during their lockout. But there was enough of an outcry about it that MLB finally relented, and Dirk will be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow night. He also threw out the first pitch back in June before a Texas game with the Mets after the Mavs had just beaten the Heat.
See, that's why the media is well important. Because that story got out. I'm going to say Evan Grant was the first one that was really all over that.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet if that had not come out, I bet nothing would have been done about it.
Yeah.
See, it is well important.
Having won 10 World Series games, the Cards have had some great pitching performances, but the other night in Game 1, Chris Carpenter set a franchise record breaking Bob Gibson's mark for the most wins by a St. Louis pitcher in the postseason with his 8th. Gibson won 7, and John Tudor is 3rd on that list with 5. The Fox broadcast team for the World Series is very St. Louis-centric. Not only is Joe Buck a St. Louis native and big Cards fan, but his partner Tim McCarver played for many years in St. Louis and was the catcher on their World Series champions in 64 and 67. And in 1966, Tim McCarver did something that a catcher never does. He led the National League in triples with 13.
Wow.
How rare is that?
Yeah.
A Cardinals fan, a Boy Scout, and a priest are all on an airplane. The pilot comes over the speakers and says he's got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is the plane's about to crash. The good news is that there are 3 parachutes, but that does mean that one person doesn't have a parachute. The pilot grabs one, saying, "I've got to explain what went wrong to the media," so he jumps. The Cardinals fan grabs one and says, "We might win the World Series this year." He jumps. The priest looks at the Boy Scout and says, "You take the last one, my son. Don't worry about me." The boy replies, "No, we can each have one. That Cardinals fan stole my backpack." Thanks for joining us for this special World Series edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. And now, in honor of the Fall Classic, I'm about to deliver a walk-off sign-off. Nailed it.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior.